Wonderful. So we are back, and for the next half hour, we have the honor and the privilege of roping in another young St. Lucian aspiring person, you know, just doing it. Simple, as simple as it gets, doing it. And this inspires us. And many a times they're out there and they're doing it. And we needed to, you know, shed some light on them and let them know that, hey, we see you. We're encouraging you. We want to be there to support you. Support is important. When you see people are taking a step into the right direction, it is important that we support them. So I've got Akeem. Akeem Albertine is our guest this afternoon on Youth Unplugged, brought to us with the compliments of the Bank of St. Lucia. And let's go on over and join Akeem. What's going on, darling? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Right,
what about
loud
you?
And clear getting you. Yeah, boy, I didn't want kind of hype up mood there this afternoon. So I'm happy it was. When I look and I see you, I say good. Because that now means, I know you is a bacchanalist, all of that being put aside. I know you is a bacchanalist. So I say, all right, I would not surprise him with my energy. So I said, good going. Akeem.
Yeah.
Talk to us. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. And I'm live also on my IG. I'm not sure if they're hearing you. They're probably not hearing you. But tell us a little bit about yourself, because we know you. We know you. Well, I know you personally. Well, I can't say I know you. But I know my taste of you is jumping up Bacchanal on the road. That's where I remember you. Very inducted in carnival and the arts. So tell me a little bit more about yourself, about you know, where were you born? What was childhood and stuff like?
I was born in St. Lucian. I was born in Lucian. Right. Grew up in Barbados for a number of years.
Oh.
But I moved back to St. Lucia. I went to Leon Hare Secondary School, where I graduated in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I initially thought I wanted to be an architect. So after I graduated from Leon Hare, I moved back to Barbados to further my schooling there.
Right.
But I quickly realized, nah, that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So
why?
I
What was it?
Was the question?
Sorry. What was it? Why did you decide? What? Why did you decide that's not working out for you?
So I realized that it was a tedious job. Like it was. I need excitement in my life. Like you said.
You see what I'm saying?
You see, I'm a back analyst and whatnot, and that's just another side of me.
Right.
I like to do things. I like to go around. I like to use my hands. And being an architect and sitting down, it just wasn't for me. So I said, you know what? I didn't know what I want to do. I didn't know what I wanted to pursue. So, but I'm still going to just go out and just try different things.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, I started to work at a cell phone store, a well-known cell phone store in St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
And I really learned about the craft. And I really polish the edges about my skills.
Right.
And from there, I decided, you know what? Let me try and do something on my own.
I'll come into you that and then, you know, I'm still on your childhood days. I find your rush past that day. There's something you don't want us to know. I find there's something you don't want us to know about your childhood. You're troublesome in school? What kind of child you was in school?
You're going
to talk to one of your teachers right now. You were not quiet? You were quiet?
I was a quiet kid, actually. Very, very
people
quiet.
People used to pick on you and things?
No, I would consider myself to be one of the kids that I was well known.
Right.
But I wasn't somebody that was in everything. He was just like, oh, Akeem, I just cool with everybody.
Oh,
that's
you're one of those. Oh, well, that's good. That sounds like me.
But not a troublemaker.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, after in the later days, I started to get trouble, but generally I was like that. Not give anybody trouble. I should just be in my own world. I was in my own when I was trying to find myself. So, right. So, that you have any siblings? Do you have any brothers and sisters and stuff?
I do have siblings. I have two older sisters and one younger brother.
Oh. You're the first, or how they normally call it? You're the first.
The
generation. Because they say the first boy is supposed to be the one to take the name or the family name. Carry on the generation. Yeah,
there's a baton I carry in there, and I intend to do some big things with that.
Well, there you go. So it was very well placed. So let's get now to where you at. We normally take breaks. Let me take one break from the sponsor, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about where you are right now. What are you into, and how is this panning out for you? Yeah? Nice. Let's take a word from the Bank of St. Lucia.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution, building our future today. For every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me. The St. Lucia.
Ocean Way. We like family, always there for you, helping you and me. BOSL, no se for me. We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
All right, and we are back. If you are just joining us here on Radio Caribbean International, we are also live via our Facebook feed at the official page of Radio Caribbean International. I've got Akim. Akim Albertine is in our company. This is Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. So now, Akim, this program was designed to get on board, to find out what is going on. We search out persons like yourself, aspiring young persons within the island that is doing their own thing. You know, it is making a strive towards the development of the island, because you guys eventually, the older heads are going to be dying out, and it will be yours. The island will be yours, and we feel very, very elated to see when young people are doing positive stuff, because it shows that, all right, the future is safe. We don't worry too much. Let's talk about what you were saying, that you comfort with within the cell phone. When you got involved in the telecommunications department.
Yeah.
So you're right. So take us from there now to where you at.
So I used to work for a cell phone store in St. Lucia. I worked in so many different departments in that company that I really had time to understand how the business works.
Right.
And I started to work from young. I remember in Form 4, I used to cut grass on a weekend.
That is awesome. I like
just
that.
Making money.
Wow.
I used to work from the girl. So at the age of about 25,
yeah,
I said to myself, you know what? I think I know what I want to do the rest of my life, and this is my turn. Let me take a leap of faith.
Yes.
So I started to do cell phone repairs. Now, I understand the power of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my little social media platform. So I started to do my cell phone repairs, and I started to post on social media.
Right.
To do repairs, post. And from there, I realized it came across like a snowball. It started off small, 1-2 customers, till I have people, I don't know, from anywhere calling my phone asking me, hey, I need this cell phone repaired.
Wow.
And I was thinking to myself, okay, if I'm going to go into this, what can I do differently? What can I do to stand out from other cell phone places in St. Lucia? And I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe instead of having the customers come to me, I can go to them. I'll go to you, have your cell phone repaired too. Because really and truly, right now, the way people think about their phones is like a limb, an extension of themselves. If you don't have your phone,
that is true.
I normally say
I feel naked.
exactly.
Like,
if you can have that phone repaired in as least time as possible, that's better for the customer. And
yes,
with any business, the goal is to make the customer comfortable, satisfy the customer, and provide the best service. And that's what I set out to do. So the name the mobile tech came about with me going around doing repairs.
Right. Okay. So is that added element that you brought to the service? Because most times I'd have to find myself somewhere in the boulevard, they waited long, and waiting to go into a little store, and I said, boy, I'd have to find myself somewhere in the boulevard, but they waited long, and we waited to go into a little store, and I said, boy, half of the time I would go back home with my phone and don't ever reach in the store. So I think you really did your homework, and you understood what it is that would have made the difference and make you stand out.
Exactly. And I think before anybody get into business, that's one of the things that they should really do. They should really look at the market and see the climate and what it's like, and try to figure out what they can add to the market before they can just jump in head first.
Or just change your mind altogether because they believe, oh, it's a saturated market.
Right.
Yeah.
So I made the leap of faith. I started to do cell phone repairs. And the branding started to really take off. It started to take off more than from just being the guy that doing the cell phone repairs to people trying to find out who the mobile tech is.
Okay.
From there, I started to get so many devices to repair that I had to open an office.
Right.
And I opened my first office in Castries. I did have that office on my own, and I didn't really have much walk-ins because, like I said, majority of my repairs was me going out to customers.
To them. But yes.
eventually I find people walking into my store. And it kind of, I was between a rock and a hard place where I had to leave, but at the same time, I understand that random people are walking in. Mm-hmm. So I had to be at the store. So
okay.
Then I made the decision, the nerve-wracking decision to hire my first employee.
But even at that point, before we get there, even at that point, mm-hmm. because the way that when I'm listening to you, it seems like up until that point, you were still just doing a little thing to collect all the money and keep yourself sustained. You didn't really looking at this as full-blown that might grow into something global or regional. Like, you were just thinking about, listen, how to eat. Up until that point,
actually,
was the mindset still there?
I would say 50-50 because I had already registered the business before I opened the store.
Right.
I had already seen it as something that this is how I'm going to make money. But I didn't think of it as a business as yet. It was a way for me to make money, a way for me to get things done.
Right.
When I started to think of it as a business is when I realized the branding is bigger than me. Because if I'm not able to repair phones anymore, mm-hmm. people will still want the mobile tech
mobile
functioning.
Tech.
And then I realized I wasn't able to do all the work on my own.
Right. Right.
So that's when I started to realize this is a business. This is not just me just making money.
Right. So you said nerve-wracking to get your first employee. Explain.
I don't think a lot of people realize it, but when you hire somebody, mm-hmm. you now you have the task of giving that person a monthly salary,
yes.
paying the NIS, and
right.
all of these things. And people don't realize, when you think about it, that monthly salary that you're paying somebody is what they live off of.
Yeah.
If they don't make that money, they cannot pay their bills, they cannot do this, they cannot do that. So it's not just me paying my bills and doing all of these little things that I wanted to do. It's me now having to take on other people and think of it as, okay, you know, Akunakin, you're not just that guy just walking around. Now you're in a position where you can now start to employ people and help people.
Right.
So I had to get over that little hurdle that I was thinking to myself, mm-hmm. am I really going to be good at this? Am I going to be able to keep up? But yeah, I finally did it and I realized that there was some learning curves, mm-hmm. but it's really not that bad. Once you stick to it, you put in that blood, sweat and tear, mm-hmm. it's going to work.
How would you describe yourself? Since you had a battle, a personal battle with yourself, in terms of questioning whether or not you're going to be able to manage people on these levels, because mm-hmm. now people, you're going to have to give directives. You're now going to have to get, you can no longer be the little softy all the time. There's going to have to come times when you have to take certain hard decisions. There's going to come time when you're going to have to deal with people a little rough because if they're slacking around. How would you rate yourself thus far as a manager?
Right. So remember I told you in school I was just this quiet kid.
That's what I'm remembering.
I was just this quiet kid. I really had to step out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I wasn't somebody who loved to speak in front of people. I wasn't somebody that loved to give people directions. Mm-hmm. If you tell me you don't like this, I'm just like, okay, I'll just leave you alone for my business. But I realized if I was to make this work, I really had to step out of my comfort zone. Really had to put my foot down and understand that certain things just have to be done for the bigger picture to come together. And that's how I look at it.
Was it difficult? Is it difficult? Based on your natural nature, as a person.
Based on my natural nature, mm-hmm. it's not easy. I can tell you that for sure. It's not easy. Actually, yeah, I would say it's difficult. But you know what? Once you have that vision, you can do it. Anybody can really and truly do it.
Okay, so as it stands right now, how many employees do you have? How many persons?
As it stands right now, mm-hmm. I have 2 employees.
Mm-hmm. You had to train them? You had to train them? Because are they now doing repairs as well? You had to now train them as well?
One of the employees that I had to train here, and one of them I did hire, they came in with the skill already.
Wow.
So that was a plus. that I didn't have to train them from scratch, because training somebody to do cell phone repairs is not the easiest thing. And when you're learning to a new trade, you are bound to make mistakes, and you don't really want to make mistakes on people's phones.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, and boys, we could get some difficult customers and things, especially when it comes to that. Untruthful. I said, boy, I didn't touch the thing. I didn't touch it. You give him a thing, I bring it back in 2 days. I say, boy, I didn't do nothing on it. So you do something wrong. You see, and you have to deal with this sort of difficulty. So you definitely had to man up and grow up in a short space of time. Now, where do you see that business going? What is the future? How do you view mobile tech in the next...
Okay.
So, couple of years.
The mobile tech is always going to go around doing cell phone repairs. We'll always go to that customer that's not able to come to us. We'll always provide that service because that's what we were built upon. But like I told you, we opened an office in Castries. Mm-hmm. And what we recently did also is open an office in Beaufort, which is where I'm at right now.
So that's my second location. There you go. That's beautiful. Wow.
And we are actually looking into opening a third location. So we're not trying to be the biggest cell phone repair shop on the island, but let me
we're trying to become
a household name. When you say the mobile tech, everybody will just know. It wouldn't be a question of who is the mobile tech.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm going for. I want to become a household name. When people have devices that are damaged, the first place they will think of, the most convenient place they will think of is the mobile tech. Mm-hmm. I want to corner the market in all ends of the island. That's what I see myself doing in the next couple of years.
Do you have any concern that, because we've seen other... places come on board and over time they become irrelevant. Do you think that your businesses ever get to that point where it gets to that point? And if you're, how do you see yourself recreating the whole thing if it does get to that?
You know, I'm
picking your brain. I might be looking to open my own thing. I'm picking your brain. I'm just joking.
That's actually a very good question. I like that question. Because I've seen a lot of businesses come about, and what people fail to do is innovate. We're moving with time.
Mm-hmm.
Time waits for nobody. People fail to do is innovate. We're moving with time.
Mm-hmm.
Time waits for nobody.
Absolutely.
Things change. And if you do not change with the times and you provide new services, new skills, new just move with the time, you're going to be left behind. So I feel like I've been in this market for long enough
mm-hmm.
to realize how things are going and how to adapt. Mm-hmm. Keep abreast with new technology that's coming out.
Right.
I know things are going to change. It's never going to stay the same.
Right.
But I just have to keep on attacking it with the mindset that, you know what, this changed. Phones are now changing into folding devices. I just need to learn how to repair folding devices, provide that service now. I'm not going to say I cannot repair folding devices, so I don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's just not... Right.
Keep evolving. I really, really like that. We want to come back and get into something more because there's so many young people who are now, especially now,
mm-hmm.
so many young people is looking for a way out. So many jobless young people, they've got, you know, they got drive. Some of them are losing, a lot of them are losing their drive because, you know, mm-hmm. unlike you, they just don't know how to start. It's what, you know,
right.
like a lot of people don't have that. They have ideas, but starting is the issue for them. Give them some bit of a what do you do? How do you approach this? How do you what's the first step? How do you because there's going to be some of them might say, financially I don't think you had capital save up there to start your business.
I didn't.
Right.
And let me tell you something. When I started this business, I started with two iPhone screens. That's what I could have afforded. I repaired two iPhones,
mm-hmm.
took that money, buy four iPhone screens.
Okay.
Took that money.
Okay.
And then just multiply from there.
Wow.
That's how I started. I started off doing cell phone repairs when I couldn't have done a repair in the same day for a customer and they allowed me to go with the phone
mm-hmm.
to come back. I didn't even have a desk in my bedroom to do repairs. I did cell phone repairs on the bedroom floor.
Oh. Okay. So you just took a leap. You just took a leap.
I took a leap of faith. I understood what my vision was, and I understood the market in and out. So I just knew this couldn't fail. There's no possible way for this to fail. I felt it in my heart, even though when I explained it to people, they didn't see what I was going for, mm-hmm. but I knew what I was going for. So I might not have had the biggest financial backup. I might not have the support of people that didn't always know, but I knew what I wanted to do. So I took that leap of faith. And it's good to start young.
Right. What about, though, do you think the passion for what it is, the skill set, what you gravitated towards played a major role as mm-hmm. well? So would you advise young people to spend some time with themselves and see where, you know, pay some attention to themselves and see where they're gravitating towards?
See, exactly. So like I was saying again, with me wanting to be an architect in my younger years, I mm-hmm. thought that's what I wanted. But when I started to dabble in the field, I realized that wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. So I took a step back and I just tried different things. I worked different jobs until I was working with cell phones and I realized, you know what? I like this. I found myself at home watching YouTube videos on how to repair phones. And it's not because anybody told me, go and study this. It's because what I actually liked it. I genuinely liked it. So when I'm doing this, it doesn't feel like work to me.
That's right.
It feels like me just doing something that I like. And I just so happen to make money from it.
I'll share something with you, Akim. Your story reminds me somewhat of my story as well. And that is something mm-hmm. I think we should shed some light on, both you and myself this afternoon, because I'm happy I have you there. Many a times, okay, you, a young man, you must have had peers from school days coming out of school, and they probably have big jobs, you know, what we consider big jobs, mm-hmm. working in the, you know, so-and-so, who went off to study, who went to university, who there, and there you are, okay. Working, where was it, the cell you're working in? I think I remember,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. See, the little Akim, they're selling cell phone cover and sleeves and things from the cell there. You see me? And
right.
It must have, you know, the way that people view it. And I think a lot of the time, a lot of our young people stop at that point because they have the pride. They stop at the mm-hmm. moment where, because look at that. You know what? In the back of your head, you didn't let that deter you. It wasn't what you wanted. It wasn't what you thought you were, all that you could have achieved. But for the moment, you dabbled in it, and I'm sure probably even the people you were working for didn't know at some point in time you were going to just boom. You see me?
Right.
So it's possible. It's possible to start small. It's possible, and it is okay to start where other people don't see you as the shining star. I am very inspired by your story, Ax. I didn't know that. No, I didn't know all of that. I seen you there, little humble, humble, or just a little mega boy just like to pelt with. You see me? And I did not know all of that. And now that I'm learning it, I'm really having an appreciation for you. And I think a lot of young people could learn from that. So let me take a word from the Bank of St. Lucia. And when we come back, I want you to speak to peers. I want you to speak to the young people of St. Lucia, because a lot of them need some sort of hope right now. Yeah? We'll be back.
Yeah.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
I thought that was a perfect advertisement for now. You know, where we at and what we're talking about. So, Akim, a couple of more minutes left. Talk to your peers, man. Young people who are out there right now, give them some form of inspiration, you know, give them some form of encouragement. Let them know that it's possible because you did it. And if you can do it, it's possible. So speak to them.
It's very, very possible. You have a passion for something, or you have a good idea. You think you're bringing something new and fresh to the market. You just know it's going to work because you've done your research before. Go for it. Take a leap of faith. And I would, especially to young people, if you're in your early 20s and you try a business plan and it works, amazing. But if you're in your young 20s also and you try a business plan and it doesn't work, that's fine. You still have time to try again, to go into different things. You have time to find yourself. And what a lot of people think, when you get into business, you have to start off big. Mm-hmm. You have to have a lump sum of money.
Right.
You don't have to.
Yes.
You don't start off small. Build your brand. Mm-hmm. If you're putting out a good product, people will gravitate towards you. You would have supporters that you don't even know.
Yes, yes.
People will gravitate towards you. You put in that work. You burn the midnight oil, like they say.
Right.
You would eventually grow to the point where you'll be looking back and say, well, that's me. I'm here right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You just really have to put in that work.
Oh, gosh. I like this. I absolutely love this. Akim, what an awesome, awesome inspiration you were this afternoon. And I'm sure that, you know, at least one person is inspired. I know I am. I am very inspired. I want to give you strength, young man. I want to give you strength. You see me? I want to give you strength. Keep on keeping on. And, you know, listening to you, your mindset and your whole approach to this whole thing, I have no doubt that you're on your way to something big. You have a motto for your business or for your life in general? You have any motto or anything that you probably don't use it as a motto, but it's just something that you always apply to the way that you do things in life?
For my business, my mobile...
Okay, go ahead.
For my business, my motto is bringing tech services to you. Right. Bringing convenience to the customer. Mm-hmm. So once the customer is happy, I know at the end of the day, my business is happy.
Right.
So, and my motto for myself is do what makes you happy. You know, doing what makes me happy, I can't go wrong. You just can't go wrong.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Akim, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us on Youth Unplugged this afternoon. And you go ahead and do your thing, man. Pick up the mobile tech to the world. As a matter of fact, I have a few broken piece of phones at my house, but I'm afraid to bring them by anybody. Because they loaded with a lot of nonsense. So I should come to you now that I know that's what you're into. Wonderful.
Yeah. Now, I just wanted to plug one more thing.
Sure, babe.
Just reminding people that we now have a new branch in Viewfort that is upstairs Chanel's in Viewfort. So we are not just in Cashews anymore. Any person from the south that needs repairs, you can always call us on 485-6628. The mobile tech is here to help.
Absolutely. Thank you, Akim. Wonderful.
Thanks for having me.
It was an honor. So there you have it. Youth Unplugged. Come next Thursday, we'll have another young St. Lucian in the house again. Youth Unplugged was made possible by the Bank of St. Lucia.